Good afternoon, I'm Ray Valdovinos. It's Thursday, October 5th. Our metro forecast calls for cloudy, windy, and cold with a chance of light rain and drizzle this afternoon and tonight, becoming partly cloudy Friday. The high this afternoon and Friday in the low 50s, the low tonight middle 30s, and winds northwest 15 to 25 miles an hour this afternoon, diminishing tonight. Currently in the Twin Cities, the barometer is rising at 29.86 inches, winds from the northwest at 21, gusting to 30 miles per hour. The relative humidity 62%. We have 54 degrees under cloudy skies. In the news at this hour, President Carter will visit the Twin Cities October 21st to campaign for Governor Rudy Perpich. Details have not been worked out yet, but Carter will probably appear at fundraisers for both Perpich and the DFL party. Carter's trip will follow that of his wife, Rosalind, who will be in the Twin Cities Saturday for a fundraising breakfast for Perpich. Other national figures will appear in the Twin Cities in the next month, including Senator Edward Kennedy and former President Gerald Ford. A Minnesota official says some ignition source, such as sparks from a hot bearing, probably caused the grain elevator explosion that killed three men. Deputy Commissioner Bruce Swanson of the State Labor and Industry Department says two department investigators are trying to determine the cause of Tuesday's blast at Savage. Three bodies were recovered from the Port Bungie grain elevator. Police identified the victims as 49-year-old August Kess of Savage, 28-year-old James Galt of St. Paul, and Joseph Frenick, about 55, and from New Prague. Kess was a Minneapolis grain exchange supervisor, Frenick a weigher with the Bungie Corporation, and Galt was a grain sampler trainee. Two other men were injured in that explosion. Bruno Agila, president of the Minnesota Senior Federation, has applauded the Minnesota Public Service Commission for approving a $9 million rate increase for Minnesota Gas Company instead of the $16 million that the company had requested.
Once again, why should we always be the last to get it? We face year after year, utility after utility, with rate increases before the Public Service Commission.
Agila suggests that rate increases not be allowed until approved or amended by the Public Service Commission. He's also calling for a limitation on how often a utility can request higher rates. A doctor who treated an Anoka High School soccer player who died during a game Tuesday night says an autopsy shows the youth did not suffer from any serious disease. 17-year-old Brad Boynton of Champlin collapsed during opening minutes of the game and died on the field. Dr. Matthew Yell, a family practice physician, treated Boynton on the field. He said that preliminary findings of the autopsy performed by the Anoka County Medical Examiner's Office showed that the youth was the victim of cardiac arrhythmia, meaning an imbalance of the heart's rhythm. Yell said that Boynton was a healthy boy with no pre-existing problems. His heart just stopped beating. There was no attending physician designated by the high school. Yell, who lives across the street from the field, was watching the game through a fence when Boynton collapsed. The Minnesota State High School League has a policy that strongly recommends the presence of a doctor at all games for contact sports. The league considers soccer a contact sport. Like many schools, Anoka has a doctor only at football games. The Pillsbury Company and Green Giant Company said today they're being asked by the Federal Trade Commission for more information relating to their plans to merge. Officials for the Minneapolis-based Pillsbury Company say the tender offer for Green Giant common stock. The offer will be followed by a merger in which remaining shares of Green Giant stock will be exchanged for Pillsbury common stock. The news release by Pillsbury did not say why the FTC had made that request. Rudy Boschwitz, the GOP candidate for Senate who made $1 million selling plywood, recently applied his selling techniques to his own campaign to raise some money. Now News Radio's Karen Riley reports the effort was successful.
The Boschwitz campaign has received a financial boost of nearly $129,000 in the past 3 weeks. But there are reports that the Anderson campaign had to cut back their commercials because of money problems. Karen Riley, WWTC News Radio.
Paul went to get some gas. He waited at one of them big oil companies so long his car was declared a historical monument.
Fast, you better look for Vickers, look for the bee.
WWTC News Time is 2:43. Two defense witnesses testified yesterday that 19-year-old Mark Whelan of New Ulm was acting out the plot of a mystery novel written in his own mind when he allegedly murdered 17-year-old Charles Engel. Whelan is on trial in Redwood County District Court on a first-degree murder in the February 2nd stabbing death. He also was charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault in the stabbing of Engel's mother, Joyce, on the Engel farm near New Ulm. Defense attorney Roger Hippard called Bruce Belt, chief psychologist at the St. Peter State Security Hospital, and Minneapolis psychiatrist William Erickson to testify that Whelan was insane at the time of the alleged murder. A number of Richfield citizens, upset with what they say is inadequate fire protection on that city's west side, are holding a meeting tonight to drum up support for a charter amendment, which would require Richfield City Council members to be elected by districts. All of Richfield's council members currently are elected at large. Former Mayor Stan Olson says it's important to city services that an election by district system be adopted.
The lack of adequate fire protection in Richfield, we at least would have a voice on the council and would be heard.
The proposed amendment to the Richfield Charter will be on that suburb's ballot for the November 7th general election. Tonight's public meeting is at the City Council Chambers at 7:30. WWTC News Time is coming up on 2:45 in the Twin Cities, 54 degrees under cloudy skies. Winds now gusting from the northwest to 30 miles an hour. Now an update on the stock market.
The Dow is up in active trading. The figures as of 3:30 Eastern Time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 2.77 at 876.73. Repeating, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 2.77 at 876.73. Bill Smith, New York.
WWTC News Time, now 2:46. A man saved his life this afternoon by getting to the telephone in the nick of time. The Minneapolis Fire Department received a call shortly before 1 from a man who was coughing into the phone and describing a fire at his home. The man passed out and collapsed on his living room floor before he was able to tell the fire department his address. The fire department then traced the call and was able to rescue the man in time to prevent his death. The man, whose identity has not been released, was hospitalized and treated for smoke inhalation. Pike Chamberlain reports that the states will have 3 more years to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment in today's Reflections.
For weeks, Senator Jake Gunn, a Republican of Utah, had been saying he had the votes to pass a plan to let states take back or rescind approval of the Equal Rights Amendment. The real fight will be in state legislatures and state elections, where ERA backers increasingly are becoming one-issue oriented, voting for and against candidates only on the basis of their position on the Equal Rights Amendment. This is Pye Chamberlain on Capitol Hill.
Traffic Management Center reports an accident on westbound 94 just north of the Lowry Tunnel, and that accident is resulting in a bit of congestion in that westbound lane of the tunnel. It's now 54 degrees in Minneapolis, St. Paul. WWTC News Time is now 2:50. These stories in the headlines. President Carter got good news and bad news today. The good came when the House failed to override his veto of a $10 billion public works bill. The bad news was a wholesale price report that dealt a blow to the administration's anti-inflation fight. The Labor Department said wholesale prices last month registered their largest increase since April. A Minneapolis judge ruled today that anti-abortionists may not justify illegal sit-ins at abortion clinics on grounds they're saving lives and serving a higher necessity than the law. Defendants in the case were charged after a sit-in at the Midwest Health Center for Women in Minneapolis in January. Rocket and artillery battles in Beirut between Syrian and Christian forces spread today to resort areas outside the city, and the Christian rightists are threatening to turn their guns against Syria itself. A Minneapolis firm will study the state's tourist program to see if the state money is being properly spent on promoting tourism. The firm of Seipel Van Cooster and Associates was awarded a $40,000 contract to make that study. A Polish-born American author who writes about Jewish life in the ghettos of Poland, Isaac Bashevis Singer, has won the 1978 Nobel Prize for Literature. A University of Minnesota student faculty committee will probe charges that a former Gopher football player received cash payments from an assistant coach. The charge, which is denied by the former assistant coach, came this week in a copyright article in the Minnesota Daily, the campus newspaper. President Carter presided at the opening session of the White House Commission on World Hunger today. Gene Gibbons reports on that meeting.
President Carter opened the first meeting of a White House Commission on World Hunger by remarking he would like to be remembered in history as a president who did something substantive to alleviate the problem. This is Gene Gibbons at the White House.
WWTC News Time is now 2:52. Twin City forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold with a chance of light rain and drizzle this afternoon and tonight, becoming partly cloudy Friday. The high this afternoon and Friday in the lower 50s and a low tonight in the middle 30s. Winds northwest 15 to 25 miles per hour this afternoon and diminishing to 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight. Currently in the Twin Cities, the barometer is rising, standing at 29.86 inches. Winds gusty, gusting to 30 miles per hour now from the northwest. We have 54 degrees under cloudy skies. Now here's the long-range weather outlook for the area with the duty meteorologist at the National Weather Service.
For the Twin City metropolitan area, clear to partly cloudy skies Saturday through Monday. Cold on Saturday, then a warming trend Sunday and Monday. This is the National Weather Service.
Now 2:54 at WWTC, featuring one of America's most popular and most interesting commentators, Barry Farber. Listen for Barry's Footnotes feature weekdays on News Radio. Now The View from Here with John Ehrlichman.
It seems as though every new White House staff is determined to reinvent the wheel at great expense to the taxpayer. Mr. Carter says he's anxious to avoid needless federal spending. He might save some money by looking around in the back room of the White House for these existing technology studies, rather than beginning a lot of new ones. At least that's the way it looks from here. This is John Ehrlichman.
UFO. Or fiction.
Protect your car forever with the Bear Trap Anti-Theft Alarm. Available now at all Harman Glass stores.
WWTC News Time 2:57. You've come a long way, baby, is not just a catchphrase. WWTC's Cliff Barrett and his guest Sandy Teller point out that some of the gains are very real.
Sandy Teller spent months reading hundreds of medical and advice books of the past 100 years to write This Was Sex, a compendium of actual views on sex, love, and marriage that would make you shiver. Some other advice offered, and we quote, shun the untidy as you would an open drain. Give an unloving daughter a wide berth. Avoid very homely and very handsome women, and so on. So much for the good old days. This is Cliff Barrett.
On Wall Street, the stock market is still higher, but it's continuing to lose ground. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up by more than a point in moderate trading.
Back in the 1950s, salesman Fred Morrison watched a group of students sailing pie pans through the air. Invention Marketing Incorporated. We're in the phone book at 338-7872. Invention Marketing Incorporated, downtown Minneapolis.
54 and cloudy now in the Twin Cities. I'm Ray Valdovinos for News Radio 1280, WWTC, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Your news and information station at 3 o'clock.
NBC Radio News.